providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back to talk to the second half of Cortland Economics. We're going to talk about KER politics is now what we're calling it. Sorry. The old man had a little bit of a brain freeze there. We're going to continue talking about what Elon Musk is doing with his company Twitter. Really rather some significant things going on from there. A lot of information is being released that was not being released under the previous ownership. As I said at the end of the last segment, I applaud Mr. Musk for doing that. I think not full disclosure, but I think complete transparency in something as important as Twitter is absolutely critical. Jim, what else did you want to say to finish up this particular discussion?
Well, I think just finishing up with what's happening with the Missouri versus Biden.
Yeah.
Tracy Beans, Undercover DC, I'd recommend going to her website to look at the details on this case. The judge involved in the case has had the massive pushback from the Department of Justice and the Biden administration, where their lawyers have been attempting to silence and stop these depositions and stop this information from coming out on the government actually actively involved in silencing information on COVID and the vaccination status and anybody that came up with ideas on how to actually treat it outside of some of the very damaging remdesivir and ventilator processes that were that were pushed by the CDC and Health and Human Services. As the Biden administration is pushing back, the judge is actually,
you got to speak up a little bit.
Sorry. Yeah. As the Biden administration is pushing back, the judge is saying, "Hey, no, these are serious issues," and he's forcing the depositions. And of course, they've appealed. The Justice Department has appealed to the Fifth Circuit.
Yeah.
Fifth Circuit's throwing it right back to the judge and saying, "You know what? Let the judge decide down here because these are valid, positions and arguments." Who knows where it's going to go? Because really, people have lost so much trust and faith in transparency in our government that you just don't know what's going to happen. But it appears that the judge is actually taking a bold stand, and working hard towards constitutional support of free speech, and that government should not be involved in silencing speech. One of the key things that came out in Barry Weiss's release, a blacklist, one of the key people that had tremendous respect internationally was a doctor from Stanford, Jay Bhattacharya. And Dr. Bhattacharya was basically one of the creators of the Great Barrington Declaration, which gave advice on how to handle the COVID processes. And the same group that Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins of the NIH attacked and did everything they could to silence them, the government apparently got involved in helping silence those voices and reduce the flow of their information and actually cut them off. These people were giving advice that would have saved thousands of lives, maybe tens of thousands of lives. And what's so disturbing is the fact that our government was involved and continues to be involved to push agendas that look like they favor pharmaceutical corporations over individual, not only individual liberties, but over individual health and their future.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question. We've been talking about this on our daily editorials. I want to put in a plug for the daily editorials, by the way. Those of you that are listening to this program on the stations that carry our show, please be aware that we have a very active blog. Our blog has upwards of 100 comments a day. Very, very informative, for lack of better terms. Totally uncensored. And your knowledge of political issues, actually internationally, can be greatly enhanced by looking on the blog and perhaps even commenting yourself. We have people on the blog who have been with us since 1900. That's 22 years, basically, these people have been with us. So For those
2000, not 1900. It's been a while since.
I'm sorry, 2000. And so those of you who are listening on the radio, simply go to www.kereport.com. Once you are admitted to the site, which is an automatic, simply click on politics, and you can learn from all of the opinions that are given on the blog. Some very, very bright people who spend a huge amount of time studying international political issues. Check it out. Jimmy didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think that's very important.
Yeah, no, I think it's good. And to get people out there, get them involved and to start thinking, get more information out there. You know, we look at opinions and people's thoughts as, you know, as everybody should have the right to have their opinion and their thoughts.
You bet.
And, you know, they should be able to learn and expand and not have a closed mind. I think it's very important to do that. Not everybody agrees. Not everybody thinks that all this information is right. And some people get a little bit heated in some of their positions. But you know what? That's what free speech is all about. And that's why I'm such a strong
statement. That's exactly what free speech is all about. We have no censorship whatsoever associated with KER politics. You can say what you want.
And sometimes it's a bit scary for people, but guess what? Again, that's what free speech is about. We're not here to protect your feelings. We're here to get your mind to think. And with this whole idea of censorship and what's happening with Elon Musk, he's breaking a dam that has been built up by the tech companies in cooperation with basically what I'll call the deep state, with bureaucrats in Washington that want to control your future, and the Democratic Party. And that is being run by corporations that fund these people for their benefit.
Yeah.
So Elon Musk right now is breaking the dam on information that was locked up in Twitter, to one of the most important platforms for getting information out. Now, you know, a lot of the left and these proponents for the Democratic Party, actually spokespeople, which I will say are basically all the corporate media outlets that you can imagine out there, they are pushing back, and a lot of their reporters are pushing back. In fact, I was just responding to an article in CNBC by Laura Kolodny, who basically is complaining that SpaceX, Tesla, and the Boring Company executives are bringing, or, you know, helping Elon Musk at Twitter by bringing engineers over in order to help them kind of sort the problem out. And her big complaint is, how is it, you think it's fair that, or that it's, you know, right to have people from a public company actually work at a private company? I want to know where the law is that says that I can't go work for a private company if I'm working for a public company. I don't know where that law is. And
I don't believe that's a law. I've worked in that area for 40 years as a consultant. I don't believe that's a law. No.
No. But here is a CNBC reporter attacking Twitter and Elon Musk for opening up the books.
Yeah.
And this is what's so frustrating. You're seeing a lot of pushback from the left and journalists who should be making the effort to understand censorship and what its impact is, rather than participating in the censorship. But it's a political agenda for them. And that is what is so frightening to them, because if they lose control of the media, if they lose control of the information, they're going to lose control and the power that they have. And this is directly related to both ideologues as well as those editors and the corporate boards that are making a profit off of suckering the American people.
You bet. And that's the last banchan, in my opinion, of free speech. That's the one thing that social media has done, is it's really brought the concept of free speech into the forefront, in my opinion. And I applaud Mr. Musk. Going to be right back.